Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I have a book here, lovely little book, beautifully produced little children's book called The Pea and the Pansy Start Big School. This is a big time of year, huge adventure for the smallies, because they won't be smallies anymore come September or late August. They'll be big school, going to big school. And they love their creche, and they love their baby school. And now they're going to big school, and they're shy about it. And they're stressed out about it. And they don't want to go. No. Like, Emer's two lads, 4 and 5, isn't it? 4 and 5, Ames? And starting in September, one of them in particular loves his creche, but is really, really nervous. Really nervous about going on to big school. And this book is for kids in that particular bracket. It's called The Pea and the Pansy Start Big School. Alison Curtin has written this lovely book, beautifully produced. Alison, have a copy of it in front of me. Morning to you.
Morning, PJ. How are you?
Good, good, good. Where did the idea come from?
So I suppose the idea stemmed from a couple of things, really. I have a preschool here myself, Scamps and Rascals in Ladysbridge. And I suppose the children come to me, you know, when they're 3 or almost 3, and they spend 2 years with us. And after the 2 years, then they transition on to primary school and big school, as said in the book. So I suppose every year I experience this transition. Some children are nervous, some children are excited. And that book is just an idea I had to support the children that are that little bit nervous, and it explains the feeling of butterflies that they might have, you know. So it's been stemmed from what I experience myself each year in my own place, you know.
Yeah. Is this a new thing, that kids are anxious when they're leaving little school to go to big school? We didn't see it before now?
I think that we just didn't see it. Like, I think what I've observed myself is that, you know, sometimes we can just paint the picture that it's only an exciting time. You know, I think that it's so much exciting kind of feelings around it, but we kind of tend to forget about the emotions, you know, that children also have in terms of, you know, being nervous and being anxious, because it is a big change all the same, even though it is exciting, obviously. Of course, it's so exciting. But there are a lot of nerves there too, PJ, you know.
What are they nervous about in your experience?
In my experience, I suppose they're nervous about making new friends. You know, like, they're with the same friends here for the 2 years, and I suppose they don't all move on to the same school together, or some of them might go to different schools. They can be nervous about making new friends, for starters, and then they're nervous too, what I actually have heard myself, a lot of them might be nervous about the lunch breaks. You know, like, we'd sit down now with the children at our lunch breaks here, and it can be quite, like, you know, it can be kind of intimate. We have the time to sit down with them at the table, but I suppose when they go on to big school, then there's 2 lunch breaks. They have a certain time. You know, there's a bit of a transition there too, you know.
There's a tendency to look back in this kind of romantic view of history and say, sure, God, I did it, and it didn't seem to bother me. Why is it bothering these kids? But is it that we just didn't know, and our parents didn't know, and our teachers didn't know what we were going through? We know more now about children and their development?
Exactly. I think that we know a lot more now about children's development. You know, like, there's the social aspect, the physical, the intellectual. You know, all of that is what we would focus on for the 2 years to make sure, you know, that the children are ready. But maybe that mightn't have been the case years ago, you know, there mightn't have been such a detailed developmental checklist, I suppose, to have, you know?
Yeah. You were just brought with your school bag.
And exactly. There
and go, we'll see you later.
Yeah, see you at 2 o'clock.
So this is a storybook. And it's based on the stuff you've come across. Like, what, page 7, what is a graduation? Asked Peter the P.
Yeah, so every year we have a little graduation ourselves here for the children who are finishing up with us. So, like, I wanted to portray actual references to what I've observed, you know. And obviously lots of children are excited for the graduation. They get their scrapbook at the end of the year and their book with their photos and stuff like that. But, you know, I have seen one or two children who have asked, you know, what is a graduation? And we explain then how it's the last kind of party that you're going to have with us before you move on to your next chapter kind of a thing, you know. So I wanted to include that because that's something that we actually do.
Yeah. One thing that I think disappears, or does it, when you go from creche to big school is circle time. We all know now what circle time is. We've all seen our kids do it. It's wonderful. They don't do that in babies, junior infants anymore. So you have to adapt to losing out on circle time.
Exactly. And to be honest, circle time is my favourite time. I mean, there's four of us working here and we all take turns doing circle time. But to be honest, I love doing it. So I normally swipe it, you know, because it's just a lovely little time. We all sit around in a circle. We give our news from the weekend or just our news in general. And then, you know, like each week we would have a different theme and a different phonic and we talk about all those kind of things. Like, it's a lovely, intimate little time, you know, where they can really share with us and with their friends
and then
any bit of news, you know.
They go into junior infants and that may, some teachers might do it, but that may be gone because the group is too big to do it in a junior infants.
Yeah, that's it, you see. That's why it's such a special 2 years. Like, we get to be really personal with the children and we really get to form such a lovely bond, you know, through those kind of exercises and interactions.
Yeah. Well, the book is out and it's available in, I assume, all good bookshops now or online.
It's online, yeah, it's online at the moment. It actually only recently became available on Amazon, which is great. So if you just type in the title of the book, you can order it there. And also you can message myself, and I've been arranging postage. And of course, they've been available in my lovely mother's flower shop too. She's been...
you're Kay's daughter, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, for goodness sake. Yes,
yeah,
small world. You have other books in the planning process, have you?
I do. Which are top secret, because I didn't tell anybody I was working on this one either. So I do have one currently that I'm working on, but I'm hoping maybe the summer. I'll have more time in the summer to really sit down and do it, because it does take a lot of work, actually. I was kind of surprised, you know, there's a lot of over and back with the publishers and that, so I want to make sure I have the proper time to make sure it's just as good as this one. Yeah.
So if anybody, and the Smallies will be finishing up, I guess, any day now.
They will, the end of June now, yeah.
The end of June. So what advice would you have for parents of nervous, other than buy my book, for parents who are nervous or whose smallies are nervous and they don't quite know what to do about it? What would you say to them?
So what I think is actually very beneficial is if a parent or a guardian had a photo of them maybe in their school uniform, you know, if it is possible, and they could say, look, mammy or daddy, we also went to big school just like you. You know, these kind of things are kind of comforting, you know, real visual aids, we'll say, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just to have a general chat, really, and I'm sure over the summer or before the summer break, lots of the children meet their new teacher for September and that, so all those kind of things help, you know.
And it is, don't play it down, I think it's a very strong message, don't play it down, it is a big thing for them.
It is, absolutely, and it's important to explain, you know, the day is a little bit longer because our preschool day here is just the 3 hours, so it's that little bit longer in primary school and they're going to have two lunch breaks, you know, things like that are good to kind of... to tell them about, really, that are going to be that little bit different and that they wear a school uniform. But I refer to those in the book. They were the kind of changes that I wanted to include, the lunch breaks and the longer school day and that they have to wear a school uniform, you know. So I included all those too.
Okay. All right. Listen, good luck with it and give our best to Kay. Give our best to Kay and all that.
I will, of course, PJ. Thank you. And just before I leave you go, I'm actually out in the kitchen myself in the preschool and I set up the radio in the room. And the children are sitting around at circle time listening to it. Would you just say hello?
Hello, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone.
Thanks a million, PJ.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.